This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Before we begin to sing our beloved theme song, we've been asking people to take videos of themselves singing along to the News or Nope theme song. We're still accepting those at any of our social media platforms or at the Slacker Show at alice1059.com.
Yep.
If you want some rehearsal time with the News or Nope theme, just download the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
And then you can just, you know, you can just go straight to News or Nope and just listen to that. Or
absolutely,
you can listen to the whole show.
We could rewind and
yeah,
re-listen
just keep
and
going
keep
back
yeah.
and going, okay, is it news first? Yeah. And then nope. Okay, got it.
So just, is news high or is
yeah, the
nope.
last news yeah. is high. Yeah, just work out the pitch of everything.
Yep.
So get the Odyssey app.
I still do that at night sometimes. You gotta stay sharp.
Yeah, you gotta stay sharp. Anyone want to spell Odyssey for the people?
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
News. News. No. No. News.
No.
News.
I don't like
our
that.
Our only real hope
doing a-
is to decide this is news or no.
Doing kind of a James Hetfield thing on there.
News.
I don't know who that is.
Lead singer of Metallica?
Oh.
News.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it. I like
I could
it.
Do Rob Zombie, and he does like, yeah. He's like, News, yeah. Yeah, so just send in your versions of you being whoever you want to be. Bob Dylan. Yeah.
Yeah, Elvis, maybe?
News.
Good evening.
Hold on, I haven't started it.
I'm just trying to move it forward.
Yeah, we all are.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining the program. Slacker Show research team has been hard at work. All I'd like to heap some praise on those guys. They have surveyed 1,000 women.
Wow.
And they found...
Okay. This is, we don't know 1,000 women or I wouldn't be this lonely.
This is breaking news. Out of the 1,000 women surveyed, three quarters,
that's 666.6.
No, it's
three quarters.
Oh, not two thirds.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Three quarters. So
that's
750 of them admitted.
All right. Can we start over? Edit that whole part out where I did math wrong.
Okay. Good evening.
Good evening.
Thank you for joining. Slacker Show research team has been hard at work. Those guys don't get enough
praise. We can't edit.
Sorry. Okay. 1,000 women have been surveyed.
Yes.
750 of them admitted they have looked through their guys' texts and calls. The vast majority have done their snooping. We now go live to Aaron.
This Justin, the Slacker Show team, whatever, they just took another poll. The other, what was that, quarter?
250.
Yeah.
Are liars.
They are
We've
lying.
All done it.
Yes, you have.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't.
Never.
No. I don't want to. You, no.
It's almost.
Because you're going to find something.
It's almost worse when you don't find anything, because then you're just like, I'm horrible.
You need to figure out where their WhatsApp is.
Because
they're just not doing an Apple messages. They're doing
or
WhatsApp.
there's hidden things.
Oh, they have that. It looks like a calculator, but it's where all their
no. Or there's just like hold on. If you scroll all the way to your app library, and then at the very bottom, there's hidden apps, so you can put stuff in there. So if you search it, it won't show up.
Oh, wow!
This just in: Aaron betrayed the sisterhood.
I'm not betraying. I'm saving the sisterhood, saying, look in the hidden section. Good evening.
Okay.
Students all over the country are gearing up for spring break and looking for a week of fun. I never went on a spring break anywhere, but it looks like, not surprisingly, Florida is a hotspot again, number one for the best travel destination.
Yeah, Florida. She said Florida. Woo! Sorry.
Second is Fort Lauderdale.
Is it still fun? I thought they.
I don't know.
Wasn't there a thing like a couple years ago where the people of like Orlando or
maybe
one of those,
was it like was Miami? Like,
they were trying to like do curfews and do a bunch of crap. Yeah. They were like tired of tourists. It's like, hey guys, without that, your city sucks.
Yeah.
Like you. Uh-huh. It wasn't Orlando because they still have Disney, but it was one of the cities like, we don't want tourists. Mm. It's like, that's...
Was it like PCB? That's where everyone used to go spring break, was PCB. What's PCB? Panama City Beach, I think is what it
oh,
is.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, okay. So you...
That's no, I've never
you're
went.
You're so cool, you abbreviate it.
I never went.
Yeah, my friends
all
went
to... It's very clear they didn't want me to come.
My friends all went to CPT. CCT.
Mm.
Corpus Christi, Texas.
Oh.
I can abbreviate crap too.
Okay.
CTE.
That's not on the list.
Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Much to the dismay of men all over the world, Scarlett Johansson turned down the studio's request to join Instagram. Apparently they said, hey, you're in this Jurassic World movie. You got to promote the movie, get an Instagram. And she said, no, I'm not doing that.
Can I say that I read some of the story and people are going to hate her?
Why?
Because she won't do it. And she also won't take pictures with fans.
Oh, I didn't see that part.
I love her for this. She's
I do
like,
too, honestly.
When if I'm on set and we get a break and I come out, I'll take pictures with fans. But if I've wrapped a movie and I'm vacationing in Barbados, I'm present for that. And I'm not at work. So don't interrupt me. I'm not at work. When I'm paid to be famous, I will be as famous and as present for that as I need to be. She's like, I want to eat my food. I don't want to take pictures of it.
I'm torn because I'm so happy that she has boundaries like that because it is
massive boundaries.
It is very easy to get caught up and lose yourself in that. But it's also like, you wouldn't be as famous as you are without the fans. You kind of do have to pay them back and like show respect.
Does she?
But yeah, I also want, I don't know, I'm torn.
Yeah, she's still famous and she's not doing it.
But you wouldn't be in Barbados if fans didn't come see the movies that you were in.
Yeah, but they're going to come.
Like, there are plenty of actors who aren't in Barbados.
How many times we all went to see movies before they had Instagram accounts? Like,
yeah, but if you ran
I don't care about that.
Yeah, but if you ran into them, oh my gosh, that's Keanu Reeves. Would take a picture.
Just let him be Keanu Reeves. Just let him be on a date. Like, don't you hate it when you're in Target?
I love it.
And everybody comes running up, aren't you the DJ of Brothers?
I love it. It should happen more, actually.
Tell everybody which is your Target. Do you go to the one on Gartrell?
I go to the Parker Target, and then sometimes I hit the one on Arapahoe that's like way down.
Oh, yeah.
The one on Arapahoe over by us?
No, down by like
Regent. Oh, down by
way
Nike
on that
store.
End. Yeah, the Cottonwood. No, not Cottonwood. What's it called?
Arapahoe.
It's got...
Corner something.
Corner Star. There it is. Thank
that's
you.
That's a good one. The one on Arapahoe at Costilla or whatever.
Yeah.
That is the most ratchet Target. Now that super Targets exist, I walk in that store and I'm like, keep trying, buddy.
Yeah, that's like the first Target ever.
It's for real. It's the worst... A girl broke up with me in that Target I have.
What?
Oh, buddy.
Aww. We used to go to Target together and shop, and she was like, I think this is our last Target experience. And now when I drive by there, I'm just like, you son of a...
Oh, no.
Hi, Aaron.
I don't know what to say.
Drag it back up from that.
Good evening. There's a hot new conspiracy that's not at all crazy.
Okay.
People on TikTok believe that mermaids exist.
As
right?
they do.
And that rich people are eating them.
Wait, what? So,
okay. Hibachi style.
For real?
Yeah.
Like, there's high-end mermaid restaurants where, like, Bezos and Bill Gates...
They're hiring fishermen to go catch them. They're bringing them in. One woman claimed that she caught a second mermaid and that they can regrow limbs.
Oh, so
and
why?
There's a
then
secret research island where scientists are studying
them.
Then
we don't have to kill them to eat them. If we just cut off a part, let
them
go back.
Might as well eat them at that if they're just going to respawn.
Yeah, just which is the good part, do you think? Send the Slacker research team out. See what they can find.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.